There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hollywood is full of success stories, and for almost every successful actor, somewhere in their filmography is an appearance in a popular TV show that you had no idea they were in. After all, TV is where most stars of the big screen get their start. George Clooney came to fame for his role on ER, and James Franco, Seth Rogen, and Jason Segel all got their first taste of fame on the admittedly short-lived Freaks and Geeks. Sometimes it seems as though the world of television is almost a proving ground for actors hoping to become movie stars, and for the most part, talent does break through and emerge in Hollywood. Every so often, an actor tries to replicate their small screen success with a role in a blockbuster movie with disastrous results. Usually this happens when the movie in question is of questionable quality, and oftentimes these actors are the only compelling thing about their big screen debut. The actors on this list are all well respected in their TV roles, but simply couldn't follow through when it came time to bring that magic to Hollywood. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and these are 10 popular TV actors whose big movie breaks totally backfired. Number 10, Jensen Ackles. Big movie break, My Bloody Valentine. Jensen Ackles has had a few notable TV roles, with recurring roles on Dawson's Creek, Days of Our Lives, and Smallville, but his biggest and most successful credit is his starring role as Dean Winchester in all 15 seasons, which is well over 300 episodes, of Supernatural. With Supernatural's avid fanbase, it would seem that everyone's favourite goofy demon hunter is a bankable star. After all, he's got that Hollywood look. It's a simple fact that Ackles would look right at home among the cast of the Avengers. And he also has a bucket full of charisma to go with it. The strangest part of this is that Ackles has, to date, 5 film credits, one of which was in a voiceover role. His big screen break came in the form of My Bloody Valentine 3D, itself a remake of the 1981 slasher of the same name. While it wasn't a total failure, it wasn't much of a departure from Supernatural's horror movie vibes, and Ackles simply didn't have much of a chance to shine. Still, with Supernatural coming to an end later this year, we may yet see Ackles in some big Hollywood roles. Number 9, Kaylee Cuoco. Big movie break, The Wedding Ringer. Kaylee Cuoco isn't quite a household name, but she's certainly a household face. Known predominantly for her starring role in The Big Bang Theory, she also had a main role in 8 Simple Rules and was a series regular in the final season of Charmed. With The Big Bang Theory being arguably the most successful sitcom of the past decade, Cuoco was earning an estimated $1 million per episode by the time the show had ended, meaning that she probably isn't in need of any big Hollywood paychecks. That doesn't mean that Cuoco hasn't tried, though. After appearing in small roles in a number of films, she was cast as the fiancé of the main character in buddy comedy The Wedding Ringer. Also starring Kevin Hart and Josh Gad, it seemed to be the beginning of Cuoco's big screen stardom. That is, at least until the movie's release. Critics did not appreciate The Wedding Ringer, and although it wasn't Cuoco's fault, it didn't exactly do wonders for her acting career. Thankfully, she now voices the titular character in animated TV show Harley Quinn, as well as serving as one of the show's executive producers. Number 8, Laura Prepon. Big movie break, Lightning Bug, and Lay the Favourite. Laura Prepon might not be the biggest TV star, but she's made notable appearances in a number of shows over a career of more than 2 decades. In 1990, 1998, Prepon landed a starring role in That 70s Show alongside Topher Grace, Ashton Kutcher, and Mila Kunis, cementing her as a capable comedic actor. Over her 8-year span on the show, Prepon was also able to showcase some of her dramatic talent, and it seemed that she too was destined for the stardom that awaited her co-stars. She broke into film with a starring role in 2004's Lightning Bug. If you haven't heard of it, then you might understand why Prepon spent the following years sticking to TV roles. After a recurring part on How I Met Your Mother and appearances on House, Castle, and Medium, Prepon was able to land a role alongside Bruce Willis and Catherine Zeta-Jones in Lay the Favourite. It reviewed poorly, and while Prepon has had a few movie credits since, she's now best known as Alex Voss in Orange is the New Black. Number 7, January Jones. Big movie break, X-Men First Class. Possibly best known for her turn in Mad Men as Betty Draper, January Jones has had roles in an impressive number of TV shows. Halfway through Mad Men's run, Jones was cast in Matthew Vaughn's 2011 X-Men prequel, X-Men First Class, as Emma Frost. While most X-Men characters hold a place in the hearts of fans of the comics, the White Queen has had quite a substantial role on the page over the years, and it seemed that Jones had landed what could prove to be her biggest role to date in a big-name franchise. To say that X-Men First Class wasn't the worst of the X-Men franchise is akin to saying that Goebbels wasn't the worst of the Nazis. Technically, you're on solid ground, but it still isn't ground you want to be on. Despite starring alongside A-listers such as James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender, Jones failed to make much of an impression. Alongside continuing her role in Mad Men, Jones has starred in a number of shows, including The Last Man on Earth with Will Forte. Number 6, David Caruso. Big movie break, Kiss of Death. Best known for making a career of bad puns and dramatic donning of sunglasses, David Caruso spent a full decade starring in CSI Miami as Horatio Kane. Before CSI, he also starred in NYPD Blue way back in 1993, and it was soon after this that Caruso got his big movie break. 1995 action thriller Kiss of Death was Caruso's chance to prove his acting chops on the big screen. And despite an absolutely stellar cast including Samuel L. Jackson, Nicolas Cage, and Stanley Tucci, Caruso was unimpressive in the lead role and easily overshadowed by co-star Nicolas Cage. Caruso was nominated for a Razzie for his work on the film and promptly went back to TV. His acting career did bounce back with his starring role in CSI Miami, but he failed to break through into Hollywood after his first starring role in the prophetically named Kiss of Death. Upon CSI Miami's cancellation in 2012, Caruso decided to retire from acting and has since altogether disappeared from the limelight. Number 5, Zach Braff. Big movie break, Garden State. Zach Braff is instantly recognisable as Scrubs' JD, and you could be forgiven if you've never seen him in any other role. Braff secured a reputation as an actor capable of blending slapstick comedy and drama, a feat that is well worth the recognition he received for his starring role in the long-running medical comedy. After a few seasons of Scrubs going from strength to strength, it was announced that Braff would be writing, directing, and starring in coming-of-age romantic comedy drama, Garden State. While Braff's efforts were again met with some acclaim, he somehow failed to cement himself as a leading man. His fans preferred to see him in the role of the lovable goofball doctor, JD, and Braff returned to Scrubs to deliver the goods. He did star in two more movies before Scrubs had run its course, but neither of them reached even the level of Garden State's success. Since then, Braff has added sporadically to his filmography, but has failed to achieve the level of success he once seemed capable of. Owing in part to his baffling, if not impressive, range, Braff simply couldn't find a foothold with any particular audience. Number 4, Timothy Oliphant. Hitman and Live Free or Die Hard. Another example of a talented actor plagued with unlucky decisions, Timothy Oliphant first came to prominence with his role in HBO's Deadwood. Things certainly seemed to be on the up for Oliphant, who had proved himself to be both talented and charismatic on the small screen. Then came 2007. In the space of 1 year, two films were released with Oliphant in prominent roles. Live Free or Die Hard marked a PG shift in the beloved Die Hard franchise, and while Oliphant delivered a solid performance as the antagonist to Bruce Willis's John McClane, the movie simply wasn't a hit. Then we saw Oliphant sporting the bald head and barcode tattoo of revered video game assassin Agent 47 in the disappointing movie adaptation of the Hitman franchise. While Oliphant always stands out as a wonderful actor, it's been his television roles that have been most successful, most notably in Justified and Netflix's Santa Clarita Diet. Given that he's quite obviously been the saving grace of more than one or two stinkers, we can remain hopeful that Oliphant will earn his place among the A-listers one of these days. Number 3, Michael Chiklis. Big movie break, Fantastic Four. Maybe not the most recognisable name on this list, but a tried and true TV veteran all the same. Michael Chiklis is best known for his award-winning leading role on The Shield. When it was first announced that the Fantastic Four would be getting the big screen treatment, Chiklis secured the part of The Thing, aka Ben Grimm, astronaut turned super strong rock monster. The casting was certainly spot on, and while Chiklis received praise for his performance, there was little else to enjoy in the first family of comics' first Hollywood outing. Fantastic Four was slammed, although Chiklis wasn't the only one who took a career hit after the movie. In fact, it seems that Chris Evans was the only one to emerge unscathed, with Jessica Alba and Julian McMahon both seeing their popularity dwindle after the movie. Chiklis has since appeared in a number of shows, most notably No Ordinary Family, American Horror Story Freak Show, and Gotham. The saddest part of Chiklis' tale, however, is that 2015 proved that Fantastic Four could have actually been much worse. Number 2, Andy Samberg. Big movie break, that's my boy, and pop star, never stop, never stopping. Possibly one of the most disappointing entries on this list, Andy Samberg rose to fame as a member of comedy music group The Lonely Island, as well as his time as a cast member on Saturday Night Live. While his first starring role in cult comedy Hot Rod certainly gave his reputation as an upcoming comic actor a boost, his next starring movie role came by the way of That's My Boy, alongside Adam Sandler. That's My Boy was problematic at best, and downright disturbing in places, owing to a plot in which statutory rape is not only the central theme, but a joke. Samberg was able to climb from the wreckage of That's My Boy and into audiences' hearts as Jake Peralta on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a role in which he has proved himself once again to be capable of incredible things. 2016 saw Samberg once again star in a movie titled Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, for which he also served as a producer and writer alongside his Lonely Island bandmates. The film failed to gain any traction despite positive reviews from critics, leading us to wonder if Samberg will ever achieve the superstardom he deserves. Number 1, Aaron Paul. Big movie break, Need for Speed. Aaron Paul exploded onto screens across the world in 2008 in crime drama Breaking Bad. Starring as Jesse Pinkman, Paul managed to rescue his career from a first season write-out by merit of his incredible performance and chemistry with co-star Bryan Cranston. Breaking Bad was Paul's chance to demonstrate a truly impressive range of acting skills, and he did not fail to deliver. After a role as an antagonist in 2009 horror The Last House on the Left, Paul seemed poised to take his place as leading man, and as his acclaimed performance in Breaking Bad has proved, he was capable of tackling roles in any number of genres. In 2012, it was announced that Paul would be starring in the big screen adaptation of the Need for Speed franchise, and in spite of audiences' apprehension of video game adaptations, it certainly seemed interesting. With the success of the Fast and Furious franchise and Paul's reputation, it seemed that Need for Speed would meet at least some modicum of success. It didn't. It was the worst movie ever made. But it wasn't as good as it deserved to be, and that seemingly left Paul's movie career dead in the water.